Right, welcome back, and I hope I have David Moore, chairman or chairperson of Astronomy Ireland on the line with me. David, you're welcome to us again here on Connemara Community Radio.
Thank you very much indeed.
Great to talk to you, great to talk to you. David, before we get into, I suppose, what's happening at the moment, the big news of the last kind of month or so was, of course, the NASA program to the other side of the moon, and that wonderful experience of, I suppose, of being farthest from Earth. What was that like for people involved in astronomy watching that? Because it was an amazing step forward for NASA and for, I suppose, mankind in a way.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a complete game changer. We've now got a whole new era of space exploration beginning, because this is the first time in over 50 years people have been to the moon, and the first woman, and the first person of color, and the first non-American. And, it, you know, the first time it's been done with social media, it really captivated the world's attention. It's front cover of the May issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine. NASA just released last night 12,000 pictures that they took of the moon as they swung around it, further than any human has ever been from Earth in the history of mankind. So this is a mission that will go down in history. And when they land, probably 2028, that's going to be another milestone, because NASA have said that this, they're not just going back beat another superpower, the Soviet Union back in the 60s and 70s, but this time it's to stay. It's to set up a permanent base. So this is the first time we're going to have outposts in space, and it's definitely, they've said, a stepping stone to Mars. And there's a space chase on now, because China has said the same thing. They hope to land 2030. So you're going to see a mad rush in the certainly 2030s. 2033, NASA hopes to have its moon base operational. The International Space Station, which by the way flies over tomorrow night, is going to be phased out, and the next outpost in space is going to be one on terra firma, if you can call it that, on the surface of the moon, probably near the South Pole. So there's just so much excitement coming out of this, and the big thing was they made it back safe, because there was some worries about their heat shield.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as you said, the photographs, because I know I was talking to a few people who were very interested, and we were saying, like, you know, when are we going to see all the photographs? Because obviously drip feeding a few very exciting ones over the time. Have you had a chance to look at any of these photographs? There's obviously an awful lot of them to try and see through, but I mean, have you had a feeling as to what new or what exciting stuff there may be in with those photographs?
Well, no, 12,000 of them. We're going to sit down over the weekend. We just, our May issue has just hit newsstands and letterboxes this week. So everybody's now got the May issue, which has the first. So public, they quickly released about a dozen, I'd say, photographs from the mission itself. But, you know, the scientists always said they're going to release everything within the next 6 months. And I doubt 12,000 is the end of it. So we've 12,000 pictures to wade through. But fortunately, being a monthly magazine, we've got till about 2 weeks to get our act together and pick the best of the 12,000. So it's a strong cup of coffee and sit down with a nice big screen and look at these high-resolution pictures, because the pictures they did release were superb. And we're going to run an event on May 22nd in the Midley, in the Leinster area, that people can see Artemis better, sorry, see the moon, better than the Artemis astronauts saw it. They were 4,000 miles. That's 60 times closer than you and I are from the moon when we're looking at it with our eyes. So they basically were looking through a telescope, or equivalent to looking through a telescope at 60 times magnification. But we can go 160, 200, 300 times. So we actually have to show people the kind of detail that the astronauts saw out the window, not just the craters, but the mountains inside the craters on the moon. It's the most spectacular sight you'll ever see in the sky in your life, certainly through a telescope. Could be our most impressive public event in the over 30-year history of Astronomy Ireland. So everybody's invited on May 22nd. We've picked a night that's not a school night, so everyone can come along. It doesn't get dark to about 9 o'clock this time of year, so 8:30 will be starting. All the details are on astronomy.ie, and that's one event I'd recommend you do not miss.
Absolutely.
Even if you have a travel bar.
Yeah, before we go on to your next lecture, let's just talk about what people might be seeing or might be able to see in the sky over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, May is a huge month. There's two big things happening this year. One is the near total eclipse of the sun in August. And we'll cover that closer to the date. There's already some details on our website. You can get your eclipse glasses already. But the other thing that's happening is this month, Jupiter and Venus are going to get extremely close and make this historic double planet in the sky. Now, Jupiter and Venus both outshine all the stars in the sky by a factor of 10. So the only thing that's brighter than those two is the moon and the sun. So this is impressive. And if you look tonight or over the next week, you'll see low down when the sun sets and the sky is still a bit bluish from the twilight. The brightest stars have just barely come out. They'll be Venus in the west and Jupiter to its upper left. Well, if you hold your hand at arm's length, spread your fingers, you'll get about two hand spans at arm's length between Venus and Jupiter. But as the weeks tick by, that'll drop to one hand span. And by June the 9th, they'll be so close that if you hold your finger up at arm's length, you'll be able to cover both Jupiter and Venus. So you can imagine how impressive that's going to look to the naked eye. I can't remember seeing anything like that. It's an extremely rare event. We're well placed to see it. It'll be happening in the evening sky as well, so you don't have to stay up too late. So watch them closing in. Get your smartphone ready and take a snap of them tonight and every clear night between now and June the 9th. So this is very exciting, the month of May, to watch them closing in.
Okay, that's fantastic. And any other special ones?
Yeah, well, of course, the moon will always pass near Jupiter and Venus, because they're in the evening sky. We've just had the moon go past full. We had the flower moon. And in May, we're going to have a second full moon called the blue moon. We actually can squeeze two full moons into the odd calendar month, about once every 2.5 years. So we've got a blue moon. It's called a blue moon because of the expression once in a blue moon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something special coming up. And the moon will pass by Jupiter and Venus. Venus, it's actually May the 18th, and Jupiter, it's 2 days before our Artemis Moonwatch. And we'll actually be showing Jupiter as well, because it won't be that far from the moon when we're looking at it. And the great red spot will be visible on Jupiter, another reason to come to the Artemis Moonwatch on May 22nd. And then the moon lines up with other planets as well, but I think there's so much excitement happening with planets in the evening sky. May 18th, May 20th, May 22nd for the watch, and there's even evening classes on May 27th, so it's a huge month for Astronomy Ireland.
Okay, fantastic. So then just before we finish up, you're having a wonderful, one of your great lectures going on, and this is an introduction to astrophotography, which and you're mentioning there are people taking photographs, and tell me a little bit about this particular one.
Yeah, I mean, people are getting very interested in photography because they're carrying around in their back pocket a powerful astronomical camera. Because your smartphone can not just snap friends, relatives, parties, beach scenes, landscapes, and everything else. But at night, they all have a night mode where they'll make several second long exposures. And if you've got a pro or manual mode as well, you get an app, you can make the cameras take pictures for up to about 30 seconds. The human eye is like a video camera. It takes several pictures a second, as it were. So we don't see very faint objects. But the camera can go for 30 seconds, maybe 100 times longer than the human eye does. And I've seen even the cheapest smartphones take pictures that show you stars way fainter than your eyes can see, about as faint as binoculars can see. So they're incredible devices. You'll need to hold them steady if you make a 30-second exposure. And then there are all kinds of digital cameras as well. Some people may have one, a good quality camera on its own. And then there's even special astronomical cameras. So there's a lot to do with digital photography these days. And when I was a kid, it was film. You shot what you shot. You sent it off to be processed. And then maybe a few days later, it came back in the process. Or you could go to one of those one-hour photo, some of the older listeners might remember, and see what you got. Now you look at the back of the screen. It's like shooting fish in a barrel these days. And Martin Macri is an incredible expert photographer, but he likes to introduce beginners to it as well. And he's going to cover everything. He's just holding your smartphone up and snapping the aurora to taking some incredible galaxy pictures. An Introduction to Astronomy, definitely aimed at beginners. It's online. It's a public lecture. Everyone in Ireland is welcome. You can watch it from the comfort of your own home. And again, astronomy.ie for the lecture, Moon Watch, the evening classes, and to join Astronomy and to get the magazine, to see all those Irish photos every month. And next month, it'll be packed full of Artemis moon pictures.
Okay, and that's Monday, May the 11th at 7 p.m. And as you say, if you get onto Astronomy Ireland, you'll find all the details there.
Yeah, astronomy.ie now, and you can book all three.
Okay, well, David, look, as always, it's been lovely talking to you, and the very best of luck to you and to everybody there in Astronomy Ireland, and thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, anytime, and a big hello to all of our members in the Connemara area.
Thanks, David. Bye-bye. That's David Moore there from Astronomy Ireland, as I say, Mr. Astronomy himself, somebody with such an incredible knowledge of all of that. And do watch out for those pieces, as he mentioned there, Jupiter and Venus kind of coming together, and that should be quite exciting, as he said, from now on. So if you go and have a look out, and I'm not sure the sky is slightly cloudy that I can see at the moment, but it might clear up a little bit later on. And the stars, I know last night there was lovely views of them, of Venus and Jupiter. I was able to see them myself. But as I say, it's really, really exciting. And of course, now that the moon has gone, the sky is much darker, so we can see an awful lot more stars and planets, etc. And it's really lovely to have that. And as he said there, the May 22nd, that they're having their very special moon viewing one. But if you go on to astronomy.ie, you get further details there. And then on the 11th of Monday, the 11th at 7 p.m., you have that piece, which is also available online. So you can actually look back on it, or you can you don't have to be able to go to Dublin or anywhere else to see it. You can check it all out. Right, we'll be going over to our